Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights shaping ClinOps and drug development. First up, in the fifth and final part of our video interview series, Dr. Shanthi Savedran, Senior Vice President for Cancer Care Support at the American Cancer Society, discusses the structural challenges limiting representative enrollment in U.S. cancer trials. Savedran highlights how trials conducted largely outside the U.S. or concentrated in urban centers can fail to reflect the populations most affected by specific cancers, citing EGFR-positive lung cancer as an example where enrollment must align with disease epidemiology to support regulatory approval and meaningful innovation. Johnson & Johnson reported positive Phase 2b results from the JASMINE trial evaluating nipocalimab in adults with systemic lupus erythematosus. The 52-week randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study met its primary endpoint at 24 weeks and achieved key secondary and exploratory endpoints, including signals supporting steroid-sparing potential. J&J stated the safety and tolerability profile was consistent with prior studies and plans to present full results at a future medical conference. And finally, Nimbus Therapeutics announced a multi-year research collaboration and exclusive license agreement with Eli Lilly to develop oral therapies for obesity and metabolic disease. Under this agreement, Nimbus will receive upfront and near-term milestone payments totaling $55 million, with eligibility for up to $1.3 billion in development and commercial milestones, along with tiered royalties. The collaboration builds on a prior partnership and combines Nimbus's computational drug design capabilities with Lilly's metabolic disease development expertise. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening.